Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team. Dutch are off to a 3-1 start here in 2026, and we're talking to coach on Wednesday before the Dutch head to Florida for their spring trip, where they'll play 10 games over the course of the next week. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. As always, before we talk Florida, sitting at 3-1 right now, what are your thoughts on the early part of this season?
You know, I think if you ask our players, we'll probably let one get away. But again, I'm never going to discredit an opponent. You know, you go in and I don't think we played exceptionally well against Westminster, even in the first game. You know, we tried really hard to get them to understand we won the game, but we kind of lost the game against the game, so to speak, because our competition is always the game. And then caught up with them in the second game, I think, to you know, their credit, they played pretty well. But, you know, I think what we found out, because we were more optimistic after Minnesota, you know, getting a couple wins against two decent Minnesota teams. But I think we've as coaching staff, we realize that we have a little more youth than we thought. You know, even some of the ones that have are returners but haven't played very much. And so I think there's a lot we need to work on. And I'm glad that we had some really good practices since the Westminster game. And I think the players have responded well in those practices, and then we'll see what happens in Florida. We hope the weather cooperates and we get 10 games in and, you know, get a little better before our home opener against Milligan.
We talked in our first interview, you talked about with this new group trying to find culture, right? And that's not just, you know, the cheering in the dugout and all those. It's how do you play Central College softball, right? Because you're not going to change four decades into this thing. Sounds like that's a little bit of kind of the growing pains of this program right now.
Yeah, and it's hard. And again, it's not that people aren't trying, but again, the outsider looking in, you know, might say, well, how hard is it? You know, I mean, we just do some things that are kind of unique offensively. And I think, you know, we want to balance the short game, the hit away, the, you know, again, we've joked about the home run situation. You go back, we've had home people that can hit home runs, but it's just, you know, a two-strike approach, believing with two outs that we're going to get something going, coming up with big base hits with runners in scoring position with two outs. And that's something you have to learn, you know, because there's a competitiveness that is in the dugout that carries to the person that's hitting. And then there's just, okay, I'm doing this for way more than me. And, you know, they're trying to learn. We've got some phenomenal leadership. You know, they're trying to teach. Hannah Higgins, you know, says, I'm trying to teach it because people taught me. You know, Hannah was that freshman that didn't get it, you know. And so it's just, you know, there has to be a balance of patience. And combine that with a kick in the rear end. Okay, we're not going to be patient long. We've told you this is what we need to do. Let's do a better job of getting it done. But you know, I guess when you're 3-1 and you're kind of acting like you're 0-4, that might be a good thing. But you know, it's also very difficult, I think, for new people to come in. They know what the program is. They heard it in the recruiting process, but there's an expectation that they're not used to. You know, they make this really decent play and they get one coach maybe say a nice job and everybody else just kind of walking away like that's just what you're supposed to do. And then they make a play that is controllable that's way beyond meeting the expectation, and they get four coaches just all over them, you know, in one way or the other. But you have to get through it, right? We're not going to lower the expectation. You could say this is the year that, okay, Central lost a lot of people. You know, I'm not going to use the word rebuilding, but I will use it here. They're rebuilding. They've got everybody back next year pretty much except their third baseman. They get a class coming in. We don't live that way. You know, we got to figure out a way to get this team to the next level, and then after that, the next level.
And if folks are paying attention to tone, right, it might sound like it's just been a disastrous start. We are 3-1. Talk about some good things that have been going on.
Well, I think our pitching has been consistent. You know, Jaden, you know, leading the way, throwing it harder. We've got a lot of things that we can improve on, but I like what she's done. I think she's really done a nice job of showing some leadership to some of the younger pitchers. Two freshman pitchers have been solid in their two performances. I think we've got the usual amount of speed. We just need to be able to utilize it a little bit more. I think our infield is really, you know, as we've said before, you're not going to replace Haley Bach, but, you know, I think Sarah Stuffelbeam never played short, but she's a really good softball player, and she's getting better and better as she feels more for the position. So I think our infield is, with Duncan behind the plate, has got to the point where we're well above average. still got some work to do in the outfield. You know, we're still moving some people around there. But and the other thing, I think you talked about the culture. It's a real together team. It's a fun team to coach. They're definitely challenging each other a little bit more. So I think that's encouraging. And you look at when you lose or don't play well, if it comes only from coaches, it kind of loses its meaning. If it's just coach saying it over and over, but you're seeing a lot of them holding each other accountable and themselves holding each other accountable. So as you said, a lot of teams 3-1, okay, let's go, and we're kind of 3-1. We haven't done much yet, but that's the way we want to live, because I think in the long term it gets you closer to whatever your ceiling is.
And in a week and a half, it'll be a totally different story, right? Because now we're just living on four games, talking with George Wares of the Central College softball team. We have 10 games over the course of the next week. What are your expectations and hopes for this trip to Florida?
Well, you know, coach's cliche, but next pitch, next game. And, you know, we're facing some teams that a couple early that their record's not very good, but they have good pitching. They've lost a lot of close games. We face a UMass Boston team that won the Little East, which is always a good league, Coach O'Brien's old league, and they've you know, they were picked second this year. Hamilton, who plays in the NESCAC, two very quality teams ahead of them, and Tufts and Williams, they were picked for third in that league. So it's going to be a challenge, but I think all very winnable games. You know, so I, as you said, things are going to be different after 10. If we come back here and the tone is kind of the same, either we've won a lot of games and still haven't looked better, or we haven't won as many games as we want. But, you know, our goal, we said, you know, we say it every year, our goal was to go 40-0, where we know we're not. And now it's 39-1. We probably won't, but I don't think it's outlandish to think we could come back with 10 wins in Florida. I don't think it's outlandish to come back and think we could be 7-3 or 6-4. But, you know, I think the thing about spring trips is, you know, when you're forced to live together and you have game after game after game, and, you know, you go back to the hotel and you've been to some of our team meetings, it makes you grow up fast. And some of the players that are a little quiet and they just haven't come out of their shell and they won't take some accountability. You know, you put them in the chair in front of the rest of the team and it's 10 o'clock at night. Everybody wants to go to bed, and they won't go to bed until this player actually starts admitting her own flaws. You get a lot of growth. So I'm excited about Florida just because I'm excited about the spring trip. I'm not excited about Florida, but it's what, kind of where we had to go this year. But it allows for a lot of growth. And I think the beauty of this team is I think you're going to see more growth, because we're at a point after four games, even though we're 3-1, we probably haven't come out quite the way we'd hoped we would in terms of how we're playing. So I think the ability to go from a 5 to a 7 is much more likely, where some of the teams we've taken that they're kind of at a 7, we got to find a 7-1, 7-2. That's an individual thing. You know, we've got some players playing really well. Higgins is playing as well as any third baseman after four games, offensively and defensively. We've got arguably the best catcher in the country. You know, we've got Larissa at second playing a step up. You know, Addy has improved a lot defensively. Carly, in center, you know, after four games, she's .500 on base. You know, so there are a lot of good things, but I don't focus on those. Right. I focus on the things that we need, because those five alone are not going to get us to where we want to get.
And, Coach, I know you're focused on the Florida trip, but for our local fans that are listening, when can they finally see us at the Kuiper Athletic Complex?
Yeah, we were hoping, obviously, the other day, but we've got a nice home schedule, and our field's ready. We practiced on it the last 2 days, and we actually we get back on Thursday late, a week from tomorrow, from Florida, and then we'll take Friday off, practice Saturday, and we play Millican at home on Sunday 23rd, maybe, whatever that day, 22nd. Yeah. And then the following Saturday, we have Illinois College, and those are both quality teams, so we'll get a chance. Hopefully the weather cooperates. But the fact that the field's ready this early gives you a better chance of getting those games in, and then I think we're right into the swing of maybe we have Bethany Lutheran before that, or we're right into the swing of our conference. And so a chance to play at home. Our bullpen might be in by then. Okay. So got some people in town that are helping us at TK Instruction, and Tina Bracken are kind of donating some things to get that in. So hopefully that'll be done. And, yeah, we're excited to play at home and finally play on dirt. You know, we're playing on turf again in Florida. But with Florida weather, it's probably a good thing with some of the rain that we'll hopefully get all the games in.
All right. Good luck in Florida, Coach. Thanks to George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team. I'm Trevor Castle. You're listening to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.